I'm very content with the decision I've made, Greg, and it's that decision has been brewing now for quite a while, to be honest. As people say, COVID changed everything, and I suppose bringing it down to my personal level and family level, I started to realise and appreciate through COVID, spending day after day with my family and being with the kids, and whether it's putting in the hens at night or putting them out in the morning and feeding them and just being there with them, I just realized how much I missed out, Greg. You know, 6 years in the ministries were very, very intense, and I just realized how much I missed, and I just want to be with them more, and that's the reason why I made this decision. I know I still have 2 years left in this term, which I'll continue to work at and, you know, do serve the mandate that it was given by the people of Donegal. But I will not be looking for the nomination for the next general. Even the last few weeks, you know, things have gone back to, you know, not the same as what would have happened before. I mean, my life was very much, you know, you could be leaving on a Monday, heading to Dublin and back on a Friday, and then you might be home late on a Friday night, and you could be away early on a Saturday morning, and you might be gone again the following week. So, and I don't think that, you know, people, since COVID, people have, you know, they're looking at things differently, and I'm able to manage my time differently now. Yes, look, I still have to go to my district meetings. I was in Glenties 2 weeks ago. I was in Donegal Town last Thursday night. You know, we were in Fun Valley the week before that. So I'm still going to do that, but it's about managing my time better. But it's also knowing that there is an end game here, and the end game will be in 2 years' time.